with the Quran, you get a load of abuse suddenly and so on. How do you deal with that?
When I was flying to New York recently, I was wearing a headscarf and I got stopped. She opened my passport and saw Lindsay Lohan and started immediately apologizing, but then said, please, but take off your headscarf.
Really?
Yeah. And I did. I mean, it's okay. But what scared me was, is that moment, how would another woman who doesn't feel comfortable taking off her headscarf feel? That was really interesting to me. I mean, I was kind of in shock.
That you had been deliberately targeted because they thought that you were an Arab.
I don't know. I can't speak for what the purpose of it was, but it was really.
Did they take you aside? Or what happened?
I got double checked, and until she realized,
and you've never had that before.
No, it was strange.
Did that freak you out a bit?
It did. It did. It's weird. I mean, I'm from New York. I'm born and raised there, so. I was a little intimidated.
What was the reason that you were wearing the headscarf? Is that part of your studying?
Well, you know what's so interesting to me is that when we look back on Grace Kelly and Audrey Hepburn and, you know, these old Hollywood actresses, they used to cover up the same way with their big glasses and their headscarf.
But that's not for religious reasons. That was presumably for privacy.
But you could do it because maybe you don't want to be seen as much in the airport. You know, my red hair doesn't exactly not stand out.
So you were doing it for privacy reasons rather than for spiritual or religious reasons?
I was doing it because I was leaving Turkey and out of respect for certain countries that I go to. And when I see certain people, I think I feel more comfortable acting the same as the other woman. That's just a personal respect issue for me that I have.